CFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump, who has toured the wildfire damage in Los Angeles County, stands in front of a destroyed home in Pacific Palisades. The family showing him a picture of what it used to look like.
I saw the cover.
Shortly after landing in L.A., the president told California Governor Gavin Newsom,
"Like he got hit by a bomb."
President Trump's migrant crackdowns begin. One business in Newark, New Jersey was raided today, local officials calling the arrests illegal. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
ICE officials across the country under the Trump administration have been directed to ramp up operations in cities that have so-called sanctuary policies that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities.
Ahead of a final Senate confirmation vote on President Trump's nomination of Pete Hegseth for Defense Secretary, California Democratic Senator Adam Schiff says on the floor,
"This job is a heavy responsibility, and he is not the right person for the job."
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to exercise caution when using recreational vehicles in dangerous winter conditions. According to the DNR, there have already been two fatal UTV crashes and one fatal snowmobile crash this year, two of which occurred on frozen bodies of water. Officials are reminding riders that ice is never completely safe in any conditions, and they should check with local organizations for updated information, bring proper clothing and equipment, and avoid traveling in unfamiliar areas. Despite flipping a number of seats under new district maps, Wisconsin Democrats have seemingly lost some committee seats for this session. The number of seats on each committee and the ratio of Republican and Democrat members is determined by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Amid a slimmer majority, Speaker Voss decreased the total number of members in some committees. Democrat lawmakers criticized the move as a punishment for success under the new maps, saying residents voted for more equal representation in the legislature. The man convicted of helping to hide the bodies of four homicide victims in Dunn County has been sentenced to prison. 59-year-old Darren Osborne has been sentenced to 16 years in prison and 8 years of extended supervision on four counts of hiding a corpse as party to a crime. According to court documents, the four victims were believed to have been killed in St. Paul in September of 2021 by Osborne's son, Antoine Suggs. Their bodies were later found in a cornfield in the town of Sheridan, and Suggs turned himself in 5 days later. Congressman Derek Van Orden introduced his first bill of the 119th Congress this week. The bill, called the Strengthening Service Members with Milk Act, is being reintroduced by Congressman Van Orden after it failed to gain enough traction in the 118th Congress. It would direct the Secretary of Defense to provide fluid or powdered milk to service members in the dining facilities of military installations. In a press release, Congressman Van Orden said the legislation supports both service members and farmers. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks turned down the Heat. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Miami Heat by nearly 30 points, 129-96. Miami suspending former Marquette star Jimmy Butler for missing the team flight to Milwaukee. Butler in a contract dispute with the Heat. Doc Rivers asked if he was surprised about the situation.
No, I don't know if I'm surprised or not. I just hope they find a way through it. I've been through these things before. You know, I was in Philly with Ben Simmons and all that. It's no fun for anyone.
NFL, two players from Wisconsin, among those to be named NFL Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers' T.J. Watt from Pewaukee, and Eagles linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer.
That's really cool, really special. Honestly, not even on the spectrum of a goal of mine. I really just try to be the best player I can be and try to maximize my potential and my ability. It's a lot of credit to the guys up front and the guys on this team for aiding in my success.
That's Zach Bond. The Eagles host the Commanders Sunday at 2 for the NFC title. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, a few flurries tonight and lows in the mid-teens. A mix of sun and clouds and blustery tomorrow, highs in the upper 20s. Mid-20s and mostly sunny Sunday. A January thaw into next week, highs climbing well into the 30s. Currently it's 17 degrees.
This This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School Basketball is on the air. Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and a glimpse to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from North High School, it's Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tonight, it's a Big Rivers Conference matchup. The Eau Claire North Huskies take on the Hudson Raiders. North looking to bounce back from a 45-point loss on this floor to crosstown neighbor Memorial on Tuesday. The fact North lost wasn't necessarily shocking. Memorial is, right now, one of the best teams in the entire state. However, the disparity was as rattling as hearing a snowball hit the side of your house. North was never in the game, and key contributors Elliot Besson and Tyler Burrows were rendered as effective as an oven with no power. So the key for North now is to bounce back, and this would be a strong recovery as the Huskies face arguably the second best team in the Big Rivers Conference, the Hudson Raiders. Hudson took a meeting in December narrowly, and they go for the season sweep. Three different players paced the scoring for Hudson, led by junior Jace Matuszynski, who isn't bashful about heaving up the three ball. He'll take a lot, he'll miss a lot, but he'll also make his fair share. I'm Scott Montesano, and we're excited to have you with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tip-off for this one coming up in about 15 minutes from now. For North, how they respond is going to be so important, because that was jarring what happened on Tuesday, to get just run off their own floor by 45 points, running clock for the last 5 minutes of that. And a win tonight does a lot to quickly melt that away. It's like having a makeup kiss with your sweetie after a fight. This won't erase that Tuesday happened, but it would go a long way to really changing the whole narrative for North. You look at why North got blown out on their own side. You know, don't take anything away from Memorial. They're really, really good. The jarring part was being blown out from a North side. Elliot Besson, so good, headed to Platteville next year. He was limited to a season-low 9 points, and he never seemed like he was comfortable out there, maybe trying to press a little bit, maybe trying to force the issue a little bit for the young man. He's had 20 or more points 7 times this year. He averages 20 points a game. If North is going to win games, they need a lot of guys to contribute, but they need him to at least get his points, at least get 15 or so points, and to, at a minimum, be drawing the attention of the opponent. Also, Tyler Burrows had a season-low 5 points in the game on Tuesday, and he's been a big addition to the scoring this year, making that jump from sophomore to junior. He had a good sophomore year. He's carried it over to his junior year, but not on Tuesday. As for Hudson, they come into this game having been in Rice Lake and New Richmond for 2 consecutive victories. They feature a balanced scoring attack. Now, they want a lower scoring game, mid-50s, low 60s. Though Hudson did score more than 80 against North in a game back in December. A game, by the way, that was closer than the score would indicate. Hudson kind of pulled away in the last few minutes of that one. Hudson comes into this game having been a decent team on the road. They've traveled well. 3-1 in road games is Hudson. They're 3-1 in road games. North, by the way, has really struggled at home. They're 2-5. At home. So Hudson's played well on the road, and North has struggled on their floor. Mentioned that Hudson won a meeting in December over in Hudson. Hudson winning that game 82-69. We talk about how big having Elliot Besson play well is for North. He did that in that game against Hudson back in December. He scored a season high 31 points. Now, it's hard to ask for another 31 for Besson tonight, and one of the keys for North is to have other guys step up. But it goes to show you, when Besson's getting points, he's getting 18, 19, 20 or more points, North has got a shot. If he is completely shut down like he was on Tuesday, then it's going to be a steep hill for Logan Horn's team to climb out of. Hudson has won five straight in the season series, five straight in the overall series for Hudson. So they've won five straight against the North Huskies. So it is North and Hudson tonight. When we come back, we'll take a peek at the Big Rivers Conference standings and continue to get you ready for this one. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love?
A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
And we rejoin you from North High School. Scott Montesano with you. Eau Claire North looking to bounce back from that loss on Tuesday to Memorial at home tonight, taking on the Hudson Raiders. Well, now as we are in the middle of January, a little more than a month to go in the regular season, about a month to go where the games matter towards seeding, opportunity for us to look at what the standings are, because the standings now tell a bit of a narrative to what is happening, and you have a little bit more of an immediate impact to games right after the result. Now you know where a team ultimately stands. Now Memorial's running away with the BFC right now. They're 7-0. Now watch out, they've got a little rock that they're up against tonight in Chi-Hi, and I mentioned that they should beat Chi-Hi going away. Chi-Hi is winless on the year in conference and elsewhere, so this should be a game that Memorial wins easily up in Chippewa Falls tonight. But it's like a little rock on the sidewalk. If you're not too careful, that rock's going to trip you up. But Memorial, you would think, is going to pick up another win tonight. They're 7-0 entering tonight in conference play at Memorial. Clear sailing for them to have a very good seed come postseason time. They've got a few other skirmishes coming up. They got to take on Hudson again. They got to go to Rice Lake. But right now, a season that's got limitless sky for Memorial is playing out that way. Now, Hudson is in second. They're 5-2 in the BRC, and they're trying to lock down a good seed. Then you've got a bit of a coagulation. Rice Lake and River Falls are tied for third. They're both 4-3, and right behind them is North and New Richmond at 3-3. And that's why you see this game is so big, for as jarring as Tuesday was, North is in a position, if they play well over the last few weeks, to host at least their first playoff game, maybe even get a chance to host their second playoff game. That might be a tall ask, but at least to host the first playoff game if they were to finish this season strong. They're right now 3-3 in the conference. By the way, Menominee 1-5, and Chippewa behind them at 0-6, bringing up the rear in the Big Rivers Conference. Now, Big Rivers Conference, the standings there aren't necessarily the seeding come the playoffs. You got to work in the Central Wisconsin schools. You got to work in the schools over in the Green Bay Appleton area as well. And you know, for better or worse, sometimes the schools out this way aren't necessarily, you know, they tend to sometimes get hosed in the seeding by some of these other areas, not all the time, but it almost feels like you got to win 1.5 to every one that the schools in the Appleton, Green Bay area do, and Central Wisconsin. That's just the reality of it. But what you can control if you're North is win your games. And if you win a game like this tonight, It again opens up the possibilities for you. Regardless of all of it, though, you win this game. It doesn't erase what happened on Tuesday, but it does cover it up significantly. And this would not be, this is definitely not a get healthy type of opponent. Hudson's a very good team. Hudson's very good in nearly every sport that that school has. You win this game tonight, that is going to do a good, that's going to be a significant boost after what happened on Tuesday night. So it is North and Hudson. By the way, before we take our final break and come back and give you the starting lineups and the tip, a reminder, tomorrow we've got Memorial Girls basketball. Memorial Girls taking on Appleton East at Memorial High School, a special Kids Cast edition tomorrow, as the students at Memorial will be calling the game tomorrow night for us. 5 o'clock, Memorial against Appleton East, right here on 93.5 and echometownradio.com. A Kids Cast with the Memorial Old Abe students in that Memorial Old Abe girls basketball game tomorrow night. All right, one more break. We'll come back, starting lineups and the tip right after this. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off. With the play-by-play of tonight's game, here's Scott Montesano.
North and Hudson tonight from North High School. Scott Montesano with you. We now pause as from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, USA, our national anthem. Nice recording, nice recorded singing version of our national anthem tonight. Don't want to let you think that there was actually somebody here belting it out in that smooth tone here at North High. Well, it is the North Huskies and Hudson Raiders tonight. Starting lineups first for Hudson. Brent Larson, longtime head coach. They are 8-6 overall, 5-2 in the BRC, currently sitting second in the conference. They'll start the senior Sam Swavely, senior Aiden Jamison, senior Tyler Lassard, senior Oscar Grotos, and the junior Jace Matuszynski. Matuszynski, Lassard, and Swavely all average more than 10 points a game. Swavely, Jamison, Lassard, Grothaus, and Matuszynski. Now for Logan Horn in his first season. His North Huskies are 6-8 overall, 3-4 in the conference. They'll start things off with the junior Tyler Barrows, junior Zach Shipman, the senior Elliot Besson, senior Aaron Gust, and senior Isaac West. Barrows, Shipman, Besson, Gust, and West. In the first half, Hudson in the purple will move right to left. North in the tidy whiteies, trimmed in Columbia blue, will head from left to right. North has oddly had some, their struggles at home this year. They're just 2-5 on their own home floor this year, trying to turn that around here this evening. And again, this would not completely erase what happened on Tuesday night, especially when the opponent lives in the same town as you, but it would go a long way to statistically erasing what happened on Tuesday night. Plus, also for North, you want to see how guys like Elliot Besson and Tyler Barrows recover after having season lows in points in that game. Besson will jump with Matuszynski for Hudson to get this ball game underway. North, by the way, ran away with the JV game, so North looking for the sweep today. The tap is controlled by Hudson, and away we go on this Friday night. At the left wing with it is Grothaus. Passes it to Swavely. He's got it left wing for Hudson. He wants a game in the mid-50s to mid-60s, though they can't put points on the board if they need to. Grothaus comes in from the right side, swishes on through a couple of defenders, puts it up with the left hand off the window and scores. Oscar Grothaus, senior, averaging a little more than 6 points a game, and Hudson's got the game's first points. Besson, right wing, hands it to Gust. Gust up top for Shipman. Shipman back outside to Besson, right sideline, his three off the back heel, no, rebound pulled down by Wassard for Hudson. Up the floor, right side, a three ball on the way by Wassard, no. Rebound, though, by Matuszynski of Hudson. They'll throw it back outside. Racing on through Jamison. Jamison off the window, no, but he was fouled. And the senior, Aiden Jamison, will get a couple of free throws. At issue for North, as Besson got called for the foul, at issue for them was really nothing was working on Tuesday night. They couldn't play defense. They couldn't get the offense going, and it seemed as though everything was herky-jerky, as though they were trying to walk on a sidewalk that hadn't been treated after an ice storm. Just everything was not comfortable on Tuesday. Jamison ends up burying both of his free throws. It's 4-0 Hudson, the game's opening minute. Full court press by Hudson. In the backcourt with it is Barrows for North. He'll throw it up the floor to Gust, and North will settle into the quarter court offense. Besson, right side, left-hand dribble. Way outside for Barrows up top. A little head fake move, tried to drive, but he got turned away by Grothaus. Left side of the lane, it's West. West will dribble back outside with the right hand. North being patient, trying to see if something opens up here. There's no shot clock, remember. Gust, left corner three, bottoms. Aaron Gust buries a three ball. He had a good game on Tuesday, relatively speaking. Hits a three there, and North's on the board. 4-3, Hudson leads. Right block for Hudson, a shot too strong off the window for Lassard, and the rebound to West of North. Two-hand pass up the floor to Shipman. He'll get into the right corner, a three by Barrows. Hits off the side of the rim, no, and the rebound dug for by Lassard of Hudson. Hudson has the ball right to left. Grothaus, left-hand dribble, tried to spin in the lane. Ball poked away, but gobbled up by Matuszynski outside. Suavely, left-hand dribble, side of the lane, to the left wing, a three by Grothaus. Got it. Oscar Grothaus hits the three. He's got 5 points, and it's 7-3 in favor of Hudson, and then North turns it over in the backcourt on the full-court press. Tyler Barrows was being hounded underneath his own hoop. Got bumped into with Sam Swavely of Hudson. Ball came free and the ball turned over to Hudson. So Hudson the basketball trying to add to a 4-point lead. Backing down is Lassard at the block. Puts up a shot over Isaac West and scores. Tyler Lassard's got two and Hudson's opened up a 9-3 lead. 15:30 left in the first half. Besson for three left wing. Bottoms answers back for North. Elliot Besson hits the three. Averaging 20 points a game as Besson. Second most in the Big Rivers Conference. And in games like this, you need the senior leader to step up. That's big boy basketball if he can do that. Grothaus spins in the lane for Hudson, but a good job painting him by Gust, and he has to throw it outside. Brothaus gets it back. Left baseline being guarded there by Gus. Bounce feed to Lessard at the right block. Lessard, spin move off the glass. Pitter patters off the rim. No rebounds down to Shipman. North up the floor. Gets it ahead to Gus. Gus running on his defender. Stops underneath. Back outside to Burrows. A three ball up top. Rolls around. No offensive rebound. The putback by Shipman. Blocked from behind by Swavely. Hudson the other way. Right sideline three on the way by Jamison. Rolls around and gets sucked down in. Aiden Jamison got the basket off the smile on him there. It's 12-6 Hudson. 14:30 left in the first half. Shipman again, right block for North. From behind, his shot whacked out of bounds by Jace Matuszynski. Matuszynski swatting it to the exterior fence off to exterior wall off to our right. Stays North possession though. Besson has it up top, right-hand dribble. Sprints to the lane, puts it up too strong. He was trying to get glass, didn't get anything though. Rebound comes down to Hudson. Running the length of the floor is Tyler Lessard. Lessard will take it himself as he powers his way around Aaron Gust. Tyler Lessard's got two on the board. It's 14-8 in favor of Hudson. 14 minutes left in the first half. Gust, left wing for North. Bullet pass underneath, wide open with Shipman. Misses the easy layup though. Oh, nobody was around him. You had to go to the parking lot to find the next closest guy to him, and he missed it. Rebound with Sard for Hudson. Lessard comes the other way, gets underneath. Spin move underneath, goes up. No, but got whacked on the arm by West and will go to the line to shoot two. Now, so far, this game has started up the way Tuesday went on for North. They seem discombobulated on offense, and when they are getting open looks, they're not making them. As Lessard hits his first free throw. He's got 5 points already. Averages more than 13 a game for Hudson. North making changes out there, resetting them. They got Burrows. Gus stays out there along with Besson, joined by Jake Strabel and Gavin Wee. Second free throw, no good, and the rebound to Besson. Pass up the floor to Gavin Wee. Back to Besson, who has it right wing. Hands it to Gus, left-hand dribble, trying to get into the lane, getting turned around by Ben Buechler, the junior for Hudson. Nice job by him. Right baseline, Gavin Weiss backs it outside. 9-point lead for Hudson. That's a game-high lead for them. Driving through is Besson. Besson fouled on the floor before he can get the shot up. Shot didn't go in, but fouled on the floor, and it'll be a non-shooting foul. First foul on Hudson, first personal on the junior, Ben Buechler. Not a big student body turnout tonight, and no band nor cheerleaders, but a nice turnout from the community. Nice spin move by Gavin Weiss at the left block, and he'll go up and in and score for Hudson. Oh, as smooth as a silk pie on a cold January night. Gavin Weiss, ooh, that was smooth right there, like feeling velvet. Hudson basketball up top, though, an open three on the way. Rattles around and out, no good for Matuszynski. Offensive rebound, though, for Hudson. And the handoff here to Matuszynski, sprinting on through. He scores. And then a timeout taken by North. So another offensive rebound by Hudson. They take advantage of it. And Hudson's opened up a 17-8 lead, 12:52 to play in the first half. North calls time. We'll take one with them. This is Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
9-point lead for Hudson, 12:45 left in the first half. North basketball, left wing, three on the way by Gus. Front rim, no offensive rebound. Weiss back outside to Besson, a three, right wing, bottoms. Elliot Besson, it's a big, much-needed three there for North. Lead is cut down to six. 12:27 to play in the first half. Lassard between the leg dribble, gets into the lane, got caught underneath, being guarded closely by Strabel, flings it back outside for Alex Healy. Healy into the lane, takes some kind of, goes up, no, ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Matuszynski, who'd flown through the air like a bird trying to land in the nest and could not get the handle on it as he went flying on through. Sort of like looking outside your window and you're watching a squirrel jump from one branch to the other. Full court press by Hudson. This has caused some issues for North. Best in the backcourt, yo-yos with his left hand, switches to the right, and will get across the midcourt stripe. Gust, left side. Gust, with the left hand, powers away to the side of the lane, hands it off to Strabel. Strabel, left hand shot from 5 feet out. It's an air ball, picked back up by Hudson. They try to run the floor. Healy has it, right wing, he'll decelerate. Bullet pass, finds an open player at the right block, but the easy layup missed by Jack Drummond. Gets his own rebound, fumbles the basketball. Tie up for it there, and they're going to call a tie up. And on the alternating possession arrow, it will go to North. North students opposite of us wanted to travel, but that's probably the better call anyway to have the hell ball because he had gotten the ball free. That Drummond. And it would have been Hudson basketball if they hadn't called the hell ball. North basketball, they're down by 6, 11:30 to play in the first half. Besson fouled in midcourt as Alex Healy was like a sidecar with him the entire way. That's Healy's first, Hudson's second. Besson a couple of threes already in this one. Right-hand dribble behind the back end of the lane, got double teamed. Needs a safety valve and goes back outside to Gus. Back to Besson, left wing, a three. Front rim, off the glass, no. And then they blow the play dead. I didn't think it had hit the apparatus, but the official on the near side said on that high rebound it had grabbed part of the hoop apparatus. So dead ball. Ball back to Hudson anyway. Hudson basketball. Jamison works his way around the arc. Now leaves it. Right side of the lane to Healy. Pull up 10-foot jumper is good. Alex Healy, the sophomore, builds the lead back to 8 for Hudson. Gust, back across for North. Left-hand dribble into the lane, spin move, leans in off the glass, halfway down and pops out, no. Ball back to Hudson, trying to add to an 8-point lead. They've led by as many as 9 in this first half. Broadhouse, right side of the lane. Hands it to Dumman, back outside. They go around the arc to the left side for Buechler. Buechler, right-hand dribble, knee-high. Pitter-patter, sprints in the lane, stops, gets his man up in the air, leans in, off the glass, and scores. Ben Buechler scores, and it's a 10-point lead for Hudson, their largest of the game. Best in the backcourt, up the floor here. They get into the right corner for Weiss. Weiss pump fake, then tried to walk the baseline, but they call him for a travel. And the ball turned back over to Hudson. So North is having no answers on defense and they're not getting in an offensive rhythm. This is a Hudson team that doesn't necessarily put up an awful lot of points, but already has 21 points, not even halfway through the first half. Jamison, high out right. Between the wheels, here's Broadhouse. Knee-high dribble with the right hand, drops the Jamison, a three ball up top, he banked it in. Aiden Jamison banks in the three. He's got 8 points, and Hudson leads by 13 at 24-11. North needs a counter. They need to start layering things together here. Scores and stops. Scores and stops. Get some bit of momentum behind him. Best underneath, leans in, can't get the call, throws it back outside. Weiss a three. They need it, and they got it. Gavin Weiss hits the three. Junior, who averages more than 5 points a game. Big three right there. He's got 5 so far. Now can they layer a stop on top of it here and go on a bit of a run? Broadhouse, left-hand dribble to the lane, throws into the left corner. Then they go back outside with the pass, picked off here by Shipman. Shipman trying to run along the right side and mid-court got bumped by Jamison, who had thrown the ball away to begin with. So the third team foul on Hudson and the first personal on Jamison. Hudson's won 2 straight games, looking for a 3-game winning streak. Meanwhile, North, middle of the pack in the BRC, this would be a huge win for them. Besson, Trying to work his way into the lane. Wiggles his way underneath. Spin move. Right hand shot off the window. He scores. Elliot Besson wasn't going to be denied. Like walking to the refrigerator and grabbing that midnight snack, despite the fact your spouse tells you it's not smart. Hudson tries to answer back. The three up top by Matuszynski. Horseshoes out. No rebound to North. North down by eight. Trying to layer things together here. Besson spin in the lane. Leans in. Won't get the call. Goes hard off the glass. Pitter patters off the rim. No. Rebound to Matuszynski. Three on two. Bounce feed ahead to Grothaus. He'll slow things down and back it out to the right side. Now Grothaus into the lane. Puts his man to the spin cycle. Floats up a shot and it teardrops in. Oscar Grothaus. 26-16. Hudson leads. 10-point lead with 8:20 to play in the first half. Hudson off to a good start offensively. North of the ball now. Attacking the hoop to our right. Messiah Lemke seeing some time now as he's into the lane. As he has eyes to the hoop, he got full down the way. Fourth team foul on Hudson, non-shooting foul. First personal on Matuszynski. Matuszynski leads Hudson in points, but he's a low percentage shooter. Heaves up a lot of threes. Shipman into the lane. Little ball fake off the glass. No. Rebound to Grothaus. He'll run up the floor. A three on three. Leaves it right side for Jamison. A three ball. Got it. Aiden Jamison's got 11 points in this first half. And Hudson leads by 13, matching a game high. Shipman into the lane. Right hand floater off the glass. This time he gets that ball to snuggle in after it kisses the rim a few times. Shipman also running back on the football team for North. Jamison, a heat check three from the right wing. No. Oh, he was feeling it there, but grazes it off the rim and the ball back to North. That's one of those why not type of threes, and who can blame him with the way he's been shooting in this first half. Besson, right side, has it for North. Besson leaving it for Shipman. Shipman, knee-high dribble with the right hand, goes back to Besson. Besson maneuvers into the lane, goes off the glass, no, and as Matuszynski, the junior, was guarding him, ball back to Hudson. Grothaus, Euro step into the lane, fouled as he goes up with the right hand. Shot won't go, but he's fouled and goes to the line as he drew the foul on Gavin Weiss. 7:05 to play in the first half. Hudson leading 29-18, an 11-point lead for Hudson. First free throw on the way by Grothaus, splashes it in. And he's got eight so far. Hudson won the December meeting. Suavely, Lassard, Grothaus, and Matuszynski all had double figures in scoring. Nobody had a massive night in that game for Hudson. Second free throw falls off the side of the rim and the rebound to Gust for North. Gust up the floor, gets trapped at midcourt, but finds Weiss at the top of the key. To Borrows, high out left. Borrows to Shipman, works the baseline. Shipman then tries to throw back to the near side. He had thought that Borrows was there, but Borrows was a good 10 feet away. And the ball ends up going harmlessly into the Hudson bench for a turnover. He had worked the baseline, then threw over his shoulder, kind of a blind over-the-shoulder pass, and was turned over. So far in this first half, Logan Horn's team still trying to collect their legs from Tuesday night. Grothaus at the free throw line. Works to the side of the lane, back outside for Healy. Healy, right wing, Healy. Leaving it for Jamison. 11 points in this first half for Jamison. Gets underneath, left hand shot, off the glass in. Cuts down low, goes off the glass in for two. Jamison's got 13 points. And that's a game high 14 point lead for Hudson at 32-18. If you're North, you're trying to at least blunt this before the end of the half. You got 6 minutes left. Shipman into the lane. Little ball fake move as he goes up high there and goes off the glass and scores. Hudson trying to counter a driving layup by Grothaus. It's pulled away from him there by Weiss. North trying to run the floor. Shipman looking to lead it ahead to Lemke, but it's knocked out of bounds by Jamison, who was just a half step behind him, but was able to get his right hand in the way and fingertip the ball across the baseline out of bounds. It'll stay North. Well, the key for North is to slowly build things together, one good day after the next, if you will. Shipman, right wing with it. Shipman at the free throw line, nowhere to go. Dust back to Shipman beyond the arc. Shipman, right hand dribble into the lane, off the glass, too strong, and the rebound to Suavely and Hudson. Hudson the ball. Healy decelerates left wing to Suavely between the wheels. Suavely back to Healy, left wing, floats a pass underneath, knocked away by Tyler Barrows. He gets the steal there, and North has the ball. 12-point lead for Hudson, 5:15 left in the first half. Here's Strabel underneath, throws into the left corner. Gust, a wide open three. Front rim, no. Long rebound back to midcourt. Tracked down by Barrows. Barrows has it back for North. Right side of the line for West. West works to the baseline, then spits it back outside, but he overthrew his man. Picked off here by Lassard. Lassard the other way. He'll go up and score on the run out. And Hudson on the turnover gets the steal, the scoot, and the score by Tyler Lassard. And the lead back to 14. Timeout taken by North. We'll take one with them. 4:52 left in the first half. Hudson leads 34-20 on Eau Claire North. This is Eau Claire Area High School basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Not a huge turnout of Eau Claire North students tonight. A few of them across the way, though, decked out in construction worker attire tonight. That's the theme, apparently, though there's a group of a lot of, say, elementary or maybe middle school kids that are at the ball game tonight, and a lot of them have taken residency in front of you and I this evening. Sitting right in front of us, solving the world's problems are the young kids right in front of us. Not a big grouping of Hudson parents coming out tonight. Roads are okay, a little bit of flurries outside, but the Hudson folks didn't want to make the hour drive. North basketball as they trail by 14, 34-20, with 4:45 to play in the first half. Hudson's led pillar to post so far. Barrows up top. Bounce feed to the side of the lane to Strabel. Back outside Barrows to Gus, left side of the line, an open three. Got it. Aaron Gust hits his second three of the game. Down to an 11-point lead for Hudson. Swavely, right sideline for Buechler. Pass underneath to Lassard. Ball spits loose. Gobbled up off the floor by Barrows. Runs up the floor but needs help. Oh, and then as he stopped at the top of the key, he was going to hand it to Strabel. Facing off to his right, and it was a bad pass. They were only about 3 feet separated, but they had no communication. The pass ends up going behind Strabel and into the stands. And another turnover by North. North has drowned themselves in turnovers the last couple days. Here's a three by Healy for Hudson, and he got it. That's the thing for Hudson. Hudson has not allowed North much opportunity to really collect themselves. North has been in a fog, and every time they're able to wipe their eyes, North puts them back into the fog. Another three there to make it a 14-point game. Barrows a three, too strong. Off the back heel, rebound Lassard. Fires it up the floor to Healy. A one-on-one, barrels over his defender. They're going to get the charge there. Big play there by Barrows, who hustled back as Hudson was trying to get the fast break going. And he had cemented himself and took the contact and drew the charge on Healy. Healy's second, Hudson's fifth. 3:36 remaining in the first half. Hudson leads 37-23. Again, if you're North, you're just trying to make it single digits before the break. This is not a Hudson team that usually puts up a lot of points. Ball on the deck in the backcourt. Gust at the sideline. Did he stay in bounds? Yes, he did in his own corner, and he got tripped at the ankles. They're going to call on Ben Buechler. So the ball came free. Hudson again forcing a near turnover. Gust had to track the ball down by the sideline, and he got fouled in the process. Sixth team foul on Hudson. second personal. Gave him the foul to Matuszynski of Hudson. So North basketball, they're down by 14. Besson into the front court. Chest pass to Weiss. Right wing, back to Besson. Besson left-hand dribble, works into the lane, puts up a runner, grazes off the rim, no, and Lessard the rebound for Hudson. Hudson's lead by 14, that's a game high. Trying to set a new game high. Lessard into the lane, ball scraped away from him, hits off limbs, hits off legs, and it's going to be out of bounds across the baseline, back to North. 4-court press by Hudson, nearly forcing Besson to the turnover. He gets it to Gus, back to Besson. He'll walk it across the floor. This North team doesn't like to be sped up. We've noticed that the last couple of days. Besson, left wing, left sideline, seeing Peyton McCracken into the ball game right now. Skip pass around. They go to Gus, top of the key for three, halfway down, and it kicks out, no. Rebound back to Hudson. They lead by 14, 2:30 to play in the first half. Lessard, left wing, takes a deep three. Nothing but net. Tyler Lessard's got 10 points, and it's a game-high 17-point lead for Hudson. McCracken, left sideline for North. Gust at the baseline. Gust. Back to Weiss up top, right-hand dribble into the lane, then leaves it back to McCracken. Here's Gus at the baseline. Gus gets fouled on a drive by Jackson Ouellette, the senior for Hudson. That'll be the seventh foul on Hudson. And it will send Aaron Gust to shoot a 1-1. Now we mentioned after North got run out of their own gym on Tuesday, if they're and lost by 45, if they're not careful, the second best team in the conference might do the same thing to them. Gust's first free throw, nothing but net. Gust has got seven. Tyler Burrows again has had a sluggish start to this one. He doesn't have any points. Besson's got 8 points, but he's had minimal impact in this game. Second free throw. Rainbowed it in, so Gus makes both free throws. Down to a 15-point lead for Hudson. 150 and bleeding in the first half. Left wing three taken here off the mark by Grothaus. Rebound to Besson. Again, you got to layer it together if you're North. You got to get scores and stops, scores and stops. Can they even go on a little mini 6-7-8-0 spurt before the end of the half? Shipman wiggles his way underneath and throws it outside to Weiss right side. Nothing happening, though. Oh, a nice pass, and he's finding Besson. Besson up and in with the right hand, and he's fouled. Elliot Besson had snuck around over the hills through the trees and was left open in the meadow. Took a pass underneath, then scored as he took late contact from Aiden Jamison. So Besson a chance for a three-point play. Here I am talking about his minimal impact. He's got a chance for a late first-half three-point play. His team down by 13, free on the way, no good though. Gotta hit those. If you're gonna be that senior leader, you gotta hit those. Easier where I'm sitting, obviously, but you gotta hit those. Still a 13-point lead for Hudson. Suavely right side, nearing the final minute of the first half. Suavely, he'll take a deep three right wing, that's off the back heel, no. High rebound skied for by Isaac West for North. Last minute of the first half. Ball comes free at midcourt, though, and stolen back by Grothaus for Hudson. Bounce feed underneath, found Ouellette. Ouellette fouled by the trailer Besson. And he'll go to the line shooting two. Another turnover by Hudson, by North, forced by Hudson. And out of the backcourt or midcourt. And it leads to a couple of free throw opportunities for Jackson Ouellette. Besson, meanwhile, picks up his second personal. First free throw, though, by Ouellette. Line drive it off the heel. 53 seconds to go in the first half. 13-point lead for Hudson. Logan Horn's going to keep Besson out there, even with two fouls. You'd hate to see Besson notch a third here in the final minute of the first half. Second free throw halfway down, then spits out, dies on the back heel, and then falls asleep back through the hoop. What a shooter's touch there for Ouellette. 14-point lead for Hudson. Ball comes free again at midcourt, but saved by Burrows. North has the ball. Gust works way underneath, puts him a shot over his defender. That rolls out, and the rebound to Ouellette. Hudson has the ball. Led up the floor to Lassard. Lassard works his way to the baseline. 30 to go in the half. Lassard powers way underneath, then throws it outside Buchor. Buchor drives underneath, got caught underneath. Gives it back to Lassard, left side a three. No, rebound to the free throw line, caught by Grothaus. Grothaus drives, puts up a shot, off the window, no. Rebound to North. Final 15 seconds of the first half. 14-point lead for Hudson. Besson at midcourt, guarded by Swively. All over him like a bad cold. 5-4, Besson works way to the free throw line, now backs way out. Right wing takes a three, rolls around and drops on in as the buzzer sounds ending the first half of play. We'll see if that three ball there at the buzzer by Besson, which got a little bit of the ghosts of Eau Claire North to help him out, provides a gust of momentum for the North Huskies. So with that three by Besson, Hudson will take a 41-30 lead into the halftime break. So a 41-30 lead for Hudson. They led by as many as 17 in the first half, but North able to cut it to 11 at the break. Hudson, though, with 41 points in that first half. This is a Hudson team that rarely gets above the mid-60s, already with 41 points. If you're North, your hope is they already shot themselves out in that first half. So again, Hudson leads North 41-30. Back with some halftime numbers right after this. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire Area High School basketball continues next with the Halftime Show. An update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh!
I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste, provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
We rejoin you here at halftime from Eau Claire North High. Scott Montesano with you. Glad to be with me on this Friday night. Welcome on into the weekend. We're at halftime here. The Hudson Raiders leading the Eau Claire North Huskies 41-30 in boys basketball. Hudson has led all throughout this game. They've led by double figures most of this game, leading by as many as 17. But North able to go on a little spurt at the end of the first half to cut the deficit down to 11. And the key now for North is, Hudson wasn't meeting their three balls. We don't have the full stats, but Hudson was burying every big three that they took. And what you have to kind of hope for if you're North is one, you can't give them these open looks beyond the arc. And also you just hope that Hudson's already shot themselves out. This is not a Hudson team that usually puts that many points on the board. And they've already got 41 points in this game. So one kind of thinks that the feel of this game is that Hudson's going to kind of cool off a little bit. Can North come back in this game? We shall see. And if North is going to come back, those first 3 to 4 minutes of the second half, oh so important. The sooner you can get that deficit down to single digits, as soon as you can get that deficit down to 7, 6 points, make it a two-possession game, make it a ball game again, that will be key. If you're constantly chasing and Hudson's able to keep that deficit at around 9, 10, 11 points, maybe even build it up, eventually not only do you run out of time, but you also run out of juice to come back. It takes so much to come back in a ball game, so you don't want to be down that much for that long. Scoring leaders in this ball game: Hudson led by 13 points by Aiden Jamison, 10 points for Tyler Lessard, and 8 for Oscar Grothaus. Jace Matuszynski, their usual leading scorer, has been held to just 2. Meanwhile, for North, Elliot Besson, with a little run at the end of the first half, now has 13 points. He did start to take control as that first half went along. We'll see if that carries over into the second half. 5 points for Gavin Weiss, 4 for Zach Shipman, and 8 points for Aaron Gust. So once again, the Hudson Raiders lead this one by a score of 41-30. Hey, our next coverage of high school basketball here on 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media is tomorrow evening, a special non-conference girls matchup, the Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes against Appleton East. We'll have all of the coverage beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow night from Eau Claire Memorial. The folks with Old Abe TV, the students at Eau Claire Memorial, calling the game tomorrow. That'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to hearing what Charles and Teddy are able to put forth for us. We'll also have another kids cast next Tuesday night. More Memorial girls basketball. They'll take on River Falls next Tuesday. And then next Thursday, another kids cast. We got 3 straight kids casts coming up. Derek Montesano back with us next Thursday for Regis against Bloomer. Full schedule at echometownradio.com/sportslinks. And not only do we have those games coming up, but a full slate of games in February. We've got the North Huskies a couple more times, including a game against New Richmond in about a week and a half. But right now, this game is the focus. 41-30, Hudson leads North. Second half next here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on get to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
The best place to go for the best local content is echometownradio.com. There you'll find dozens of local podcasts covering everything from news to sports to dogs and even beer. echometownradio.com is the place to hear from people right here in the Chippewa Valley talk about what matters to you. New podcasts dropping daily. That's echometownradio.com, and look for them on Spotify.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play. Heard only at echometownradio.com. We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town.